So we dropped all of our prices because we're trying to create community here instead of just try to make money. I always said that when I was in real estate, that if we took care of our community first, the money would come. And
They
that's
would take care of us.
exactly. And that's what we're trying to do here. So on our Fansly now, we have it opened up pretty wide for about $100. You can see every pay-per-view that we have available opened right there. We're also dropping the prices of all our pay-per-views across the board. So instead of $30 a pop, they're going to be $20 a pop. We know the economy is struggling right now, but we also just really want to increase the amount of people that can see our content and possibly join in. So if you think that might be you, check it out, virginitysnatchers.com. Please support us and leave a comment, like it, share it, tell your family about it, and we'll see you there. Common Confidential. Sometimes when you think about luxury, you think about like the bed sheets or the mattress that you're on. You don't necessarily think about the towels that you're going to use to clean up with afterwards. And that is probably my favorite thing about what we received from Common Confidential is these little cum rags. Y'all, it seems silly, but they are absolutely amazing. I mean, let's not get it twisted. The blanket they gave us is awesome too. Steph and I rolled around on it immediately. And the body butter that they gave us, I mean, it works for penetration too, which, right up our alley. But still, the six washcloths, that is what I think about most often and what I try to keep clean. Because if I'm going to clean up, I'd much rather clean up with that than with a paper towel. I know it's silly, but y'all go check it out yourself, commonconfidential.com, and then use our discount code AwkwardPillowTalk. Get some for yourself. You're going to thank me later. So I feel like this is one of those items that everybody always laughs about. Like you kind of saw it in movies. You're like, oh, it's a penis pump, and you're thinking, what is the point of that? Well, along with all of this fame that I've been given through this podcast, Bathmate was kind enough to send me a penis pump to try out. Now, I told him, on a good day, I'm pushing 9 inches. He sent me the Hydro Extreme 7. And I was hesitant to use it at first because, again, I don't really feel like I need this. But the way they explained it to me is this is kind of like a workout. My dick is like an athlete, like a professional athlete, like, let's say, an NFL player. And it needs to work out daily. So I need to pump iron with this thing about 3 times a day. Do 3 minutes of pumping, and then maybe do 2 minutes of what we call jelking. And we do that 5 times a week, so 15 different sessions. To say that Stephanie can feel a difference is, I mean, it goes without saying. I can feel a difference because I'm feeling parts of Stephanie I've never felt before. So I know she can feel a difference. Y'all. It's fun. It feels pretty good. And I mean, it boosts the confidence. I think you should check it out. Go ahead and get one for yourself. Bathmatedirect.com/StephanieClassX. You're listening to the Awkward Pillow Talk podcast. I'm your host, Jason Class, along with my wife, OnlyFans model, and self-proclaimed awkward chick, Stephanie Class. We are here to get the awkward stuff out of the way. This podcast is a true representation of our journey through anxiety and learning to love sex. If any of that offends you, we'd like to say, fuck you. Welcome back to another awkward review. And this one is less awkward and more life-changing.
Yes, for sure.
Let's do a little history lesson here.
Okay.
Jason has not always been the fit like Jason this. That you see. I have always been beautiful. I have always been beautiful, but I've been beautiful and chubby. I've been beautiful and fat. I would say that. But now I think I'm beautiful and fit.
Yeah.
And I have really no credit to give to me personally.
Right. No gym.
There's no gym, no hard work. Anybody that knows me knows that I don't have routines.
You will take the quickest.
I'm looking for the easiest way possible.
Yep.
I always hung on to that one quote that Bill Gates you know, yes. did where he was like, you know, if you want to get something done, you want to find the most efficient way to do something.
Yep.
Hire the laziest person. I am the hardest working, laziest person.
Yes.
You will ever find. I want to do so much, but I want to do it the easiest way possible.
Yep.
So I will say that for me losing weight, though, like I've been trying to lose weight since I was 16.
Yes.
Really before that, let's be honest.
Right.
But 16 is like really when I went to a doctor and was like, what the fuck, man?
You're like, help.
And it wasn't, I wasn't even like that heavy, but I was 200 pounds right. at 16. And I remember in eighth grade, I was wrestling for heavyweight. So I was right. at least 190, something like that around that time frame. So I went to the doctor and of course the first thing they did was give me fentramine. And I remember the first time I had fentramine, I was like, fuck yeah, I'm ready to go run a race.
Right.
Like, sign me up for the first marathon. I have never had this much motivation in my life.
Yeah.
However, after like, what, almost 17 years of taking it at this point.
On and off.
On and off.
Right.
Which is not good for your heart, y'all. It's not, just period. It does not really have that long-term effectiveness for me.
Right.
We're not giving you medical advice, y'all. We're just telling you our story.
Right.
But... so I've been on that for like, what, 17 years, like I said, and the lowest I ever got down was to 215 pounds. And that was right before we went to Jamaica for my 30th birthday, and I just barely touched 215 before going right back up.
Right.
And it was like, what the fuck do I have to do? I mean, I've hired a personal trainer, you know, I've done everything. We did infrared lasers on our stomach at one point.
We did
the freezing things. We did the vibrating things.
We've done the dieting and the tracking, and we would hike for 5 miles every day. And like
nothing was working. And look, part of the issue obviously is that we're picky eaters. So I get that, but I can't eat salmon. I can't eat chicken. I can't eat the healthy stuff. Y'all say, hey, get over it. I'm a child. I can't get over it. So
yeah.
If me changing my diet to eat that kind of stuff was going to be the fix to this, it just wasn't going to happen because I had a mental block.
Right.
So fast forward to really like anxiety and all this kind of stuff coming into play. And I'm like, why the fuck am I feeling this way? Right. And I'm feeling sluggish. I'm feeling tired.
Right.
I will say that I never had a lack of libido. I was just like, what the hell is going on? You were kind of in the same mood. And I was like, I got to do something to get you out of this funk, because your funk affects my funk, which affects everything.
And I was trying. I wasn't like...
You knew that you were in a funk. You weren't denying it.
I just couldn't get out of it.
We didn't know what the solution was. And obviously healthcare is, you know, for a creator, just not the easiest fucking thing.
Right.
So it's not like we're just going to be able to go to a doctor and be like, hey doc, what's up? Like, we had to do some research on our own. And then when we pull the trigger, we spend the money on the treatment.
Right.
So we did our research on it and we... Well, I did it first because I tried to get you to take the damn test and you were just like refusing. And I was like, all right, whatever. I'm just going to do it myself. That way, you know, I can at least attest and say, hey, it works. You should try it.
Right.
So I started with a company and did TRT therapy and stuff. And I just wasn't getting really the support that I needed from it. And I felt like it wasn't working. And it was also getting more and more expensive. It was like, I'm not getting the results from it. They're like, oh, you need a higher dose. It's going to be another $100.
Right.
And then it would be like, oh, before we put you on a higher dose, though, you've got to get a blood test, and the blood test is going to be this much.
You have to have it, or else we will not.
Which is fine, because I understand that testosterone is, it's a substance that has to be controlled.
Right, I get it.
But for me, being uninsured, it was such a thing that was just like, they weren't explaining it to me like I needed to. So after about 4 months of that, and me not losing any weight, I decided to get off of that program.
Right.
And I found somebody local and kind of was like, look, I kind of have an idea how I want to run this plan myself. And I told him, and he basically was like, yeah, okay, let's try it.
Understand. Right.
So we tried it that way. And all of a sudden I started losing weight.
Right.
So let's, you know, fast forward to semaglutide. Right. So I lost weight. I got down to what, 215? Something like that.
Yeah.
When I was with just the testosterone TRT therapy.
Like, it was what, like at least 30 pounds?
At least 30 pounds because I started at 250.
Yeah, so.
Yep. Started at 250 and got down to 215 off of testosterone alone. That's with me doing nothing. I mean.
Literally just doing the
testosterone. I have a lot of sex.
I do have a lot of sex.
But other than that, but like, you ride that, your bike, but like,
not hard. I don't like go work out. I'm not like, oh, hey, let me go work out.
We live in Florida. It's flat. Like,
yeah, I live a very relaxing life.
Right.
So there's no reason I should have lost that much other than the fact that my chemical balance was thrown off.
It was now getting,
So I'm like, this is interesting, but I was still on Phentermine at the time.
Right.
And I really wanted to kind of get off Phentermine. Because I know that over long term, Phentermine can have some effects on your heart and stuff. And I've been reading about semaglutide, and not only is it like supposed to help you lose weight, but it's also supposed to be good for your heart and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
So I called a doctor. Again, I used, you know, terrible medical services because we have terrible insurance. But I called a doctor and I was like, hey, this is something I'm looking into getting into. And she goes, this is not the drug you think it is. This is not a miracle. You're not just going to suddenly drop weight. No, I will not prescribe it to you.
It was really weird.
It was really weird how negative she was about it. And I'm like, okay. Never being deterred once in my entire life. I just went somewhere else. And they prescribed it to me. It was really expensive, but I decided that I was going to get a bottle for me and a bottle for you. And we would start out at the lowest dose and just kind of see what happened. The only side effect? Well, there's two side effects.
Okay.
Negative. There's plenty of positive side effects.
Right.
The two negative ones that we discovered were that it kind of makes you feel like you got to shit.
All the time.
Yeah, but not like, I think it's more in the beginning when you start taking it.
Yeah.
Once you get used to it and you understand that like your body's new signals, because it's basically slowing down things.
Right.
Then you're like, all right. The other one is if you get up really fast, you can get lightheaded.
Yep.
So those are two things to look out for, I will say. And just in our experience. Other people obviously can have their own, you know, right. Side effects. Like,
yeah, I mean, they're all, yeah, they could all be different.
Right. But. So for us, those are the negatives. The positives, though, I am down to 190 pounds. And I feel awesome.
Yeah.
Like, I feel great. Like, my knees don't hurt anymore. I can do pull-ups.
Yeah, you got to pull up one of the...
I went out and bought a fucking pull-up bar.
Yeah.
Because I can do pull-ups for the first time in my life, y'all.
Yeah.
Like...
I can't yet.
But... I was like, all right, I'm going to see if this works. And I just hung, and I just pulled myself up from a hanging position. And I was like, oh, look at this.
You're like, come here. So I came running in the room thinking, like, he was dying, not knowing that he was working, doing the pull-ups.
I literally only used it for that. Like, I just wanted to see if I could do a pull-up.
That was it. Like, it's been sitting.
It's been sitting around since. But I can do a fucking pull-up now. And I'm telling y'all, I'm fucking lazy. Yes. Okay? I'm lazy and I'm honest.
Right.
I don't want you coming back and being like, hey, you lied to me.
This didn't work.
This didn't work. And obviously, everybody's body is different. But I'm fucking telling you, this shit is a miracle.
Yeah.
I'm lighter than I was in eighth grade.
Which is crazy.
Like, I never thought I could, like, look like this.
And we're only, like, what?
We barely touched it.
Yeah.
So, get ready, because this is essentially the start, right? We've teamed up now with Fyr Body. Yes. FYR Body.
FYR, yeah.
I talked to the CEO, and I felt his passion.
Yes,
for it.
It was pretty cool. Like I wasn't on the call, but I was there.
You could feel my energy. I was buzzing afterwards. And I'm pretty sure he was buzzing as well.
Right.
But I talked to the CEO, Aaron, and like he understands that this is a life changing product that needs to be in more people's hands.
Right.
This is not that fucking, you know, shake that's gonna, you know, have you lose, you know, 10 pounds in 30 days. This is the fucking solution.
Right, like you don't.
There is no other fucking weight loss programs that you need to deal with. This is it, hands down.
And like I've, you know, been taking it as well, and I've noticed a significant change as well. Like, I mean, mine's not as drastic as yours, but I have still, like, you know, I've struggled since having the kids.
Yeah, you were like, I think you started at 158.
Like, I think the biggest I ever was. I mean, I was obviously pregnant, but. I think like 160 was like my absolute biggest, which was like mortifying to me because I was like 100 pounds soaking wet in high school. Like I was super tiny, super thin. Obviously, you know, things change. But And I just couldn't lose
the
weight.
You walked 1,000 miles in a year.
Yeah.
Like, that was your goal. Like, you had such workout goals.
Right. Okay, I didn't want to go to the gym. I didn't.
You were doing sit-ups. You were doing push-ups. Yeah. You were doing VR fitness. I mean, we did everything
possible. I had an app
possible.
Where I was tracking my calories and this, that, and the
you
other.
You still track them.
I still do. Not as much as I used to.
Because
like,
it's
because
just,
this has been working. Like, I'm, like, able to be like, okay, well, I'm not hungry.
It gives
and
you time.
Maybe I forget to, like, log something and I...
I think that's what it really is it gives you time to think, right?
Right.
It is such a cool, weird medication because, like, I'll have a craving for something. I will go walk and basically touch it and then be like, yeah, no, that's not it. And if the craving even gets as far as me taking a bite, and I've trained myself to know now, like, I'm going to pull off a bite.
Right.
Instead of taking it. Sometimes I'll just have that bite and be like,
oh,
yeah, no, I'm
it?
Good. That
right.
was it. I've never in my life had that kind of self-control.
We used to do like a bag of chips every night between the two of us. Like that was like our thing or like, I don't know. Like there's just something.
So many bad habits that we've had right. that this has helped take care of.
And like, I know like I get like the low blood sugar. So I'm like, okay, let me go get something to eat. So I'll go get like a string cheese. But like even halfway through that, it's like my body's like, okay, you got what you needed, but now please don't finish it. Like, and it almost like not makes you feel sick. But it's like, it's, you have to like almost listen to your body and it being saying like, hey, you're good. You don't actually need this. And so like, that's, I think the biggest adjustment is listening to your body and knowing that even though your brain's saying, hey, you should eat this, your body's telling you, no, you're good. Don't eat it. So.
Yeah, and it is, that's one thing that we've discussed because I heard about it through other people was like, don't eat through the medication.
Right.
Right. Like, if you feel full, listen to your
just
body
stop.
And just stop. And it is amazing
is tough,
how
though.
Good it makes you feel, though. Like, you really don't miss it.
Right.
Like, that's what I always worried about with dieting is, am I going to feel like I'm missing out on something? Am I going to feel sluggish? I didn't feel really a loss of energy. Now, I will say that one thing that is great with the semaglutide that's being offered through this group Fire is that they actually have it mixed in with B12.
Yes.
So that was one of the things that like
we
they
liked.
Kept telling me that
right.
we were like low on. Every time we got our blood done, they're like, hey, you guys are good on everything, but B12
right.
is you're low on. And that's another one of those shots that I can't just get like.
And like, yeah, we
anywhere.
Can take like the pills.
Pills,
and stuff,
it comes
but, like,
in energy drinks, but your body doesn't metabolize it the same
right.
way as it does if you were to get it injected.
Right.
So the fact that it's going to be able to be injected with semaglutide now is like going to be hopefully a game changer for us too.
Right.
I'm so excited about that. But look, guys, if you want to try it, we do have a discount code now.
Yes.
So firebody.com/awkwardtalk. Use the code awkwardtalk. And that's FYRBODY. Use the code AWKWARDTALK and we'll give you $100 off your first round of semaglutide.
Right.
Or if you decide to go with TRT therapy, we will waive that prescription fee. There's a one-time prescription fee that you have to have. It's usually $79 and they'll waive it. I never wanted to be a weight loss spokesperson.
No, I
thought it was bullshit. I always remember this one weight loss thing. Where was this guy talking about like Bowflex, the Bowflex. Okay. And he was like, I'm in my 40s and I feel great now. And he's like playing bass guitar and shit. And I was like, and he's bald, of course, maybe that's why I'm thinking of it. But
I was like,
what a loser. Like who would ever do a workout commercial like that? Like he's obviously been paid. Like, nope.
I want to
say first off, like as of now, I have received zero money.
Right.
Or product or anything from FYR. I can say 100% this is not a paid endorsement
right.
for semaglutide or
the TRT.
TRT or anything else. But we are teaming up with them.
Yes.
Because I sought them out because I know how powerful this is.
And we know
and
how
I interviewed,
life-changing.
I interviewed companies
right.
to make sure that whoever it was that we teamed up with was not just going to like take advantage of my people, right? Because
right.
that's, I'm very protective
right.
over my
Like, I mean,
brand.
Why would we push something if we get like a deal, if you will, and then our people get screwed? Like
right.
that kind of just doesn't sit well with us.
Nope, absolutely not. So this is a way for you to change your life and to help support us. We don't get a ton back on this if you do go through that link, but we do get something. And really, more importantly, we have a relationship with Firebody, and I want to get this relationship growing with them, and I want to get this product out because I think this is important, life-changing stuff.
Exactly.
Even if you were not overweight, y'all, look into the benefits of semaglutide. It is known to be able to give you longevity. All right? Right. They're talking about heart health long-term. This stuff is, it is absolutely magical. Again, I'm not a doctor. I played tuba in college. Okay.
Yep.
So don't listen to me there.
I have zero medical experience.
All I can do is I can tell you what I've tried, and I can tell you that I'm a skeptical motherfucker.
And this stuff,
I mean, the proof is like, is right here. Look, like, look at this shit. Like, I'm not perfect yet, but like, look, like you can see the fucking loose skin that I had.
Yep.
Like,
and like I said, my journey is still going. I still have a little ways to go, but
we've only been on the lowest dose ever.
Right.
Of semaglutide, and this worked. Now the semaglutide doses go up, obviously from there to there's like three or four different doses higher.
Right.
So the fact that we've been able to go down to this on just the smallest dose should say something. Look, y'all, best bet to do is to talk to the doctor at Firebody though.
The CEO is super cool. Yep. Like, you know, you physically spoke to him. So it wasn't like you talked to somebody who talked to somebody who talked to somebody who talked to him. You spoke to the CEO of Fire. And I don't know.
This isn't like a relationship that we just pulled off the shelf and just said, hey, we're going to promote this.
Because we, like you said, we shopped several places, and not that we didn't get bad vibes from others, but like you just.
Well, there was some that I decided, do I want to go after this or not? Right.
Right.
So we send out, we're probably going too far into this, but like, it doesn't really matter. You guys like listen to my stories. You know, essentially,
welcome to our life.
We reached out to a few different places, and, you know, obviously I'm expecting rejections from everybody at this point. There's only one that I really wanted to go after because I felt like the vibe was closer to what I was looking for.
Okay.
And I felt like they could use our edge, because that's the edginess that we are able to have with our brand is something that I think is valuable to other brands.
Okay.
If they are comfortable getting into that market space. And I also mentioned that you and I are just so damn comfortable with each other that we would love to be able to do tutorial videos. I mean, that's one thing that when we were looking into starting, you doing injections for TRT for me, and semaglutide, we were looking for like how-to videos and stuff. And right, they all just kind of sucked.
Like, yeah. Cause like, not that I like am uncomfortable with it, but like, I want to do it right. Like, I don't want to be wasting this stuff and it not be effective. So we, you know, we did our research. We did our like search to make sure we're doing it all correctly.
Yeah. So I think that's what we're going to start doing for other people too, is we want to be able to provide the same information,
right,
that we were missing on our journey. And we're going to get, you know, some of the medical professionals that we know involved, some involved from Fire, and have them kind of talk to us about it. Ease any anxieties you may have. We're also going to create a group, an awkward weight loss group on Facebook.
Oh, are we? Yeah. I didn't know this.
Yeah. And that way we can kind of post about our weight loss,
okay,
for anybody that's been on it without having the judgment of the regular
crowd
in there. And I mean, obviously, if you know who we are, it's going to be one of those Facebook groups. But like, hey, look, if you're going to lose weight, let's have fun, right?
Like, let's not take things too seriously.
I'm telling y'all.
But take this seriously.
You've seen me be a fat tuba player. You've seen me be a fat rock star. I've even been a fat porn star.
You've seen me through my journey, if like you know me in real life, through pregnancies and the aftercare and how hard I worked and this, that, and the other, and just nothing seemed to work. And then all of a sudden, it worked. Like,
yeah, we're not saying we're there, but we're saying,
like I said, I am not where I am at, but like I am within.
I am so far into the journey that I know that this is the key to it.
It was one of those things though. Like once I gained all the weight, I had always had this, like, I hate goals where I can't actually achieve them. So I set little itty bitty goals. You are the big goal person. I am the little itty bitty goal person where I'm like, okay, I can actually achieve this. And so, like, I kept doing, like, little goals where I was like, okay, I'm going to get down to 150. I'm going to get down to 145. And then, but like in the back of my head, I was always like, okay, 120, 125 is like the just like far out there. I am never going to achieve this, but like in the back, nice. I was like, but it would be really cool if one day it ever happened. But I was like, but there's just absolutely no way. And I'm telling you, I got there. I mean, we've kind of fluctuated since, but I got there. I got to 125 and it was like, holy shit. Like, I did not know I could get down that low. And yeah, it was
we allowed fluctuation because of the beginning of the school year.
Yeah.
We stopped taking semaglutide for a while because we decided we wanted to find a company that would understand and understand how excited and like convinced we are about this. Like, we're going to sell this to family and friends too. Like, we're going to put this up on Facebook, y'all. Mm-hmm. We're going to wear different clothes. Yeah. But like, that's how sold I am on this. Like, I don't give a fuck anymore because I would rather people in my life understand how important this is and to get healthy than for them to, I mean, they can judge me. They're already probably judging me anyways. What you can judge me about my big dick? Go for it.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Hey, another side effect. Did my dick not grow?
Well, we don't know if it was that or if it was, anyways, that's for a different time.
Life is good, y'all. Check it out.
Yeah.
AwkwardTalk.com for us.
Mm-hmm. Do we have one of the links in there yet?
Oh, yeah.
All
right. Yeah, they go. Actually, I think it might be a pop-up right now.
Oh,
when you go there, it should be one of the first things that pops up, Firebody.
Oh, okay.
But if not, then you go to our affiliate links and you'll see it there as well. Or you go to firebody.com/awkwardtalk.
Yep.
Y'all, I'm going to talk about this a lot.
And hopefully you can see what's, you know.
The fact that I'm doing this before they even fucking paid me.
Right.
Should say enough. That's why I wanted to get
saying,
this done.
Like, also, stay tuned for the continuation of.
Yeah, we're going to share this, y'all. This is going to be a journey. And hopefully you guys come along with us on the journey. It's going to be.
Share your results. Share your successes. And yeah, we'll share ours. Because, like, it's one of those things where, like, you know.
You try to share it online and you feel like everybody wants to shame you for it. You
know
what I mean?
It's uncomfortable or, you know, no, everyone's like, oh, well, you did. Well, I did weight loss this way, but you did weight loss that way. Well, my way is better than your way. It does not matter. If you are getting healthy and you are taking care of yourself and just living who you are, share it. Because even, I don't know, it's one of those things where it's like, it helps boost the confidence, which then in turn continues on the positive journey.
I just can't tell you how happy it's made us.
Yeah.
Like, it is, it's a dream come true. If I could have, like, made a magic wish to a genie at one point, it would have been to have this body.
Right.
I mean, I have been working so fucking hard all my life, and I just didn't realize that it was just a chemical imbalance, y'all.
Right.
I've been made fun of. I mean, everything. I am the kid that was, you know, teased for being fat, you know, in elementary school, middle school, high school, even, you know what I mean? It wasn't that I was being lazy or anything. It's that the chemical imbalance
was
there.
You just never knew. Nobody ever tried to help you.
So is that too much?
We could just go ahead and say, all right, check it out, guys.
All right, check it out, guys. Thanks.
See ya.
Common confidential, you know. Sometimes when you think about luxury, you think about like the bed sheets or the mattress that you're on. You don't necessarily think about the towels that you're going to use to clean up with afterwards. And that is probably my favorite thing about what we received from Common Confidential is these little cum rags. Y'all, it seems silly, but they are absolutely amazing. I mean, let's not get it twisted. The blanket they gave us is awesome too. Steph and I rolled around on it immediately. And the body butter that they gave us, I mean, it works for penetration too, which, you know, right up our alley. But still, the 6 washcloths, that is what I think about most often and what I try to keep clean. Because if I'm going to clean up, I'd much rather clean up with that than with a paper towel. I know it's silly, but y'all go check it out yourself, commonconfidential.com, and then use our discount code, AwkwardPillowTalk. Get some for yourself. you're going to thank me later. So I feel like this is one of those items that everybody always laughs about. Like, you kind of saw it in movies. You're like, oh, it's a penis pump, you know, and you're thinking, what is the point of that? Well, you know, along with all of this fame that I've been given through this podcast, Bathmate was kind enough to send me a penis pump to try out. Now, I told him, you know, on a good day, I'm pushing 9 inches. He sent me the Hydro Extreme 7. And I was hesitant to use it at first because, again, I don't really feel like I need this. But the way they explained it to me is this is kind of like a workout. My dick is like an athlete, like a professional athlete, like, let's say, an NFL player. And it needs to work out daily. So I need to pump iron with this thing about 3 times a day. We do 3 minutes of pumping, and then we do 2 minutes of what we call jelking. And we do that 5 times a week, so 15 different sessions. To say that Stephanie can feel a difference is, I mean, it goes without saying. I can feel a difference because I'm feeling parts of Stephanie I've never felt before. So I know she can feel a difference. Y'all, it's fun. It feels pretty good. And I mean, it boosts the confidence. I think you should check it out. Go ahead and get one for yourself. bathmatedirect.com/StephanieClassX.
Hey, Jason. I think it's time for some shameless self-promotion.
All right, babe. What do you got on your mind?
Well, we've been talking about the Spicy Pages a lot on the podcast, but I think it's time that we finally invite them in and let them see what it's all about.
Yeah, okay. I mean, everybody always wants to know how to get involved and all that kind of stuff. And the first way to get involved is to, you know, actually see what it is that we do. All of our stuff is so real and so raw.
Right.
But how are you thinking we do it? Like movie announcer style?
Sure, we can give it a try.
All right, let's give it a go.
In a world where ordinary podcasts just aren't enough, two podcasters with incredible genitalia break free from the mic to bring you an awkward experience like no other. Exclusive content awaits at virginitysnatchers.com.
Dive deep behind the scenes and join us for unfiltered, uncut, and undeniably wild adventures.
Don't just listen. Be a part of the journey.
You can come watch me take every single virginity, see close-ups as they enter my pussy for the first time, and get an even closer look into our kinky world.
How was that for dramatic?
I mean, it was dramatic. It might be a little over the top, but I think they'll get the point.
All right. Well, if y'all want to reach out to us, you check out our paid pages. You can find them all on virginitysnatchers.com. Love to interact. We love to do custom content, and we love to help answer your questions. If you need a guaranteed response, you find us on there. If you want to support us, that's the way to do it. Now,
let's get back to the show.